Today's regular episode of the Masked Minuteman will not be heard in order to bring you this special comment on our last episode. With us again in the studio is Mr. Selwyn Searle of the Sons of Mothers of Early America. Mr. Searle.
Thank you. I wish to strongly object to the suggestion in the last episode that, quote, Mrs. Thomas Jefferson served dainty cake she baked herself, close quote. Now, it seems to me that's an outrageous statement on the face of it.
What is your point, Mr. Searle?
My point is simply that on the face of it.
Of the statement.
Exactly. That it is outrageous.
I see.
You see?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
You see, I think she sent out always for baked goods. That's my
view. I see. Rather than bake...
Bake her own, of course. I mean, look, this is a fine woman, well-to-do.
Yes.
Why wouldn't she send out if she could send out?
Well, to find out, we have with us on the line again Dr. Carl Nipnoil of the History Department of William and Shirley College.
Yes, I've been a doctor.
Yes.
Any comment on this? Would Mrs. Thomas Jefferson bake her own, or would she send out?
This is a question that historians have thrashed about for years.
That's true.
Yes, they are.
Did Mrs. Thomas Jefferson bake her own, or were her pastries, as it were, store-bought?
Ask if there's any evidence of any kind.
Any solid evidence, Doctor, one way or the other?
Well, there is the fascinating research of Dr. Paul Osgood, of Washington and Marvin University, who writes that Mrs. Jefferson was fond of a little Latin ditty that goes, In subim faulis nascaviata imperium dumas,
Cabeci
et luxus piella et puerte, which roughly translated means, of course, there was a young lady called Vi who baked a fine cherry pie. When her hubby said, this stinks, my dear, she is said to have leaped up and kicked him.
All right,
in
doctor. Thank you, Mr. Nipnoil.
The man is teaching our children.
And Mr. Searle, thank you, and our audience, for this special comment. And
tasteless,
listen again
tasteless.
For our next...